This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, this is Kate. Today we talk about breakups, the paradox of life, and then we talk about masturbating. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolfe. And today, I have two amazing guests. I have Petey DeBreu.
Hi.
And I have Farrah Brooke.
What's up?
Hi. Thanks for coming, guys. Did I say your name right?
Yeah.
I didn't. Did I not?
Say it again.
DeBreu.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
How do you say it again?
Diabru.
Fuck, I thought I was so close.
How do you say it? Hey, wow.
I'm excited to be here.
Damn, a lot of that shit came out.
Oh, yeah, went all over. Well, that's kind of sexy. She's wearing this black, elegant thing, and it looks like a seltzer just came all over her.
But
in a really hot way, but very respectful.
It's nice how it, like, just
soaks in.
It just flew off.
Yeah,
you
got that duck. What they call it? Duck feathers.
Duck feathers.
I don't know. Something like you got some duck something that rolls off your back. Something. I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know.
With all due respect, I meant it in the most honorable way.
I'm the one who said it looked like a seltzer came all over her. So, okay. Hi guys.
What up, y'all? How you feeling?
I'm doing all right, actually. Today I woke up with a panic attack this morning. So, I'm not really sure why.
I heard someone last night do a panic attack joke that was hilarious.
Really?
Oh, it was Paul Verzey.
He's amazing.
And he was like, how panic attacks roll up on you, and you could be like at an amusement park, and he's like, hold on, give me a minute, give me a fucking second here. And he's just like, yeah.
Panic attacks are the fucking worst.
Yes.
They're really horrifying, and I've been having a lot of things come up in my life.
Well,
so.
You think you're going to die, right?
Those are the extremes. Mine wasn't that bad, thank God, okay. But I've had those. Do you get panic attacks?
I've had a few. Yeah. I'm well-versed in a panic attack
world. I never really knew of the panic attacks.
I haven't had one of the really extreme ones that I've read about where you really, you could faint, you could, whatever it is, you do think you're going to die and you get brought to the hospital and stuff.
That did happen to me years ago.
Panic attacks like just like meltdowns you have? Because like I used to be like super, when I was a kid, I was like mad depressed.
Really?
And I would do shit. But like one time I punched a fucking glass window because it was like everything built up.
And no, I get it.
I was like, yeah! And just like bang! And then like all of a sudden I was fucking bleeding and shit.
I think boys especially... No, I don't want to say even especially young. I think guys, when they hold in feelings, they're more likely to break something or express it in that outward way, where women, for whatever reason, we like twist it inward and it festers.
We want to look thin.
Right. I think if more boys, you know what it is? I feel like if more boys had diaries, because y'all are expressing their shit at the end of the fucking day, and like dudes have just gotta go to sleep.
We're solving world order sleep problems here
you
today. Right,
because you're writing your shit out like, yo, today I did do. So it's like,
do you have a diary?
I mean, we do comedy, so it's like my diary, I guess you could say.
Kinda.
Yeah.
I have a secret Tumblr account.
Ooh.
And I express a lot of my stuff on there. You know, but one time, I think this was years ago, I told a comic that I had this, and he was like, can I check it out? And I thought it was just to respect, because I write poetry and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
man, I gotta find this.
I thought it was, he found it, and he was gonna use it for my 30th birthday roast to make fun of me until he read it, and it was like, there was a lot of dark stuff. He just called me and he was like, are you okay? I wanted to roast you and now I don't. He's like, do you need to talk? And I was like, I'm fine. Like, I was like, that's just where I put that shit out there.
I don't know. Secret Tumblr account is definitely a cry for help.
It's very emo. Like, it's like.
But we emo fucking people, man. And if you say you're not, then you're a fucking liar.
Yeah, I guess any Tumblr account is a cry for help. So
you don't have a Tumblr account, Farrah? I can totally see you.
I've dabbled. I've had a few runs of, yo, this blog is going to make me.
Ooh,
this
take
Tumblr
off.
Is going
I would read,
to make
I would actually
me.
Read your blog because Farrah's Facebook statuses really get me. Like, I have to say, they're an art form. Are you going to look her up? Please do. Because,
I'll have to do that right now.
She, first of all, one that you wrote about Brad and Angelina's divorce literally not just made me laugh, but touched me in my soul. I have to say, Farrah, do you remember it word for word?
I don't. But the funny thing about that one was, after I posted it, it did get a really big response, and I kept rereading it, and I was like, I'm not even sure I know what this means exactly.
You just channeled it from the universe, and then are like, wow, people are responding.
I like that long distance one with money. That was good.
Can you repeat?
Are you
have to read
them
it, Petey?
Because that's important.
I just love that. Come on. Why you going to like it? Why you going to like it? When you can love it.
Oh. That's the kind of guy who cheats on you and talks his way out of it.
Yo,
right,
chill.
There.
Chill.
Yeah.
Oh, she says, I'm in a long distance relationship with money. Yeah.
True.
That was like,
well, let's find
one.
The brand.
The Brad, I'm trying to.
I know what the idea is.
Yeah,
was.
Can you say it?
It's a grower, not a shower. Me explaining my career to my dad.
All right, this is getting embarrassing.
No, I love it. No, it's
this
great.
Is getting real.
You
got
to do the Brad and Angelina
on,
one.
I'm looking for, relax.
Not you. I'm telling her to
say it.
He's
going
to
find it. That'll
that's
be
how far.
What if he has
shit?
To scroll a decent amount?
I'm scrolling, yo. Shout out to Corinne Fisher. I'm just shouting people out. Shout out to Evan Jones. He commented on your shit. Instead of buying.
Okay, no, we're not.
This
we're not
is
doing
air to a
keep talking.
Come
on, keep talking.
Yeah.
No, keep talking. I can't find
it. No, just say it, Farrah.
I'll find it. I'll find it.
Oh no,
it on
I just
Twitter.
Got my. I just knocked out my headphones. It was
by this time. This is a lot of build up.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. It's just not even worth it anymore, guys.
Yeah, forget it.
Essentially, though, you said with the Brad and Angelina thing, you were like, that just shows you that even if a guy leaves you 10 years later and 6 adopted kids later or something, it still won't work out. And I just really, I thought it was so funny because I was like, it's so true though. Not that it definitely won't work out, but we always think the grass is greener or like you can be the girl that just got left. But you don't fucking know what's going to happen. And now
all
Jennifer's...
Right. See, this, it's good we're talking about this because I do want to talk about this. I know, I don't want to, you know, ruin it, but... I don't know. I had a little different meaning behind it when I wrote it.
Did I go way too deep into it?
No, no. That's, I think, for the most part, you know, what most people took away from this piece of art that I created. But, like, I don't know. In a way, I was kind of commenting on the pettiness of, you know, everybody being like, ha, Jennifer wins. Like, this is so great. Like, I don't know. There was this long relationship and a lot of kids and, you know,
that's
what's,
a really
what's so
beautiful
bad
way.
About that, you yeah. know?
No, that's actually a really beautiful way of putting it. I just went right into the like, yeah, yeah, guys.
But it's like, it's, yeah, I don't know.
When did they break? I didn't even know they ever broke
it's
up.
It's kind of like commenting on that response because it's saying like, does that really make you feel better that after,
like,
is the grass really greener? They were together for 10 years. They had 6 kids. Like, I don't know.
No, I get what you're saying. And it's, I loved that they were putting, I think it was like the New York Post or some magazine or newspaper that the next day they had a picture of Jennifer laughing that was clearly right. not at all from that year even. And it's like, she wins. And it's like amazing because clearly Jennifer's moved the fuck on. It was 10 years
right.
later.
I'm just saying, like, if would you find that comforting if someone told you, all right, I know he left you for her. They're only going to be together 10 years. They're going to have 6 kids, but then it won't work out. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that just makes you
You'd
sad.
Be like, oh,
all
they're
going
to be together 10 years. That's pretty. That sounds pretty.
That's a good. That's longer than any relationship I've been in.
Same.
I don't know. Can you see yourself being in a relationship for 10 years?
I just got out of one for 5, yo.
I mean, I just got out of one for 7, so I'm close.
That's just
crazy. Wait, so you were back in that?
Back in? No. Oh, well, just in January, I guess.
Did you break? Okay. Did you do the breaking up, or did you get broke up with? Because I broke up, and it was I've never broken up with somebody, much less been in a relationship for 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, it was mutual in ways. I asked him to move out. Ultimately, it was kind of a, I don't know. It was such a long, complicated breakup that I don't know exactly who was the one that pulled the trigger.
Sounds like you were, if you asked him to move out.
That was the start of it, so yeah. But then ultimately there was, you know, a place where it's like, well, I think we could work on it if you could agree to this. And then he's like, no.
And then you fuck like four more times. He's like, nah, this ain't gonna work, yo. feel- That's that old school shit. You break up and then you're like, yo, let me fuck her one more time so I can be like, nah, I know you like that, but no more.
I know you like that dick, but it's not yours anymore. Yo, dude,
people, we're fucking humans are idiots.
Yeah, no, humans are maniacs we're great, and psychos. Though. Yeah, we're good. Yo,
you
in
think
this
those little animal shrinks? Like when they be like in the animal planet, like the animals be like, yo, talk to me your problem, son. He's like, yo, my girl, man. She over there talking about I ain't bringing enough berries to the nest and shit.
Wait, so Pete, you were the one that ended your 5-year relationship?
Yeah. It was hard.
It's harder to be the breaker.
Can I tell you something about me if you didn't know this?
Let's hear you, Petey. This is Petey's therapy session.
I'm fucking emotional. Like, I can talk to strangers all day. We can talk like fucking all day. Don't matter. If you don't even speak English, I can talk to you. But like, when it comes to like someone that I fucking love, and like I care so much, like if you started crying, like even you, if you guys started crying because of something, like we were like going through something,
I'm getting ready to cry. I'd be like, you talking? Yeah.
I'd be like, yo, come here, let me hold you, right? Or like I'd be like, yo, it's all right, it's gonna be all right. So I broke up. I tried to break up with my girl a couple weeks ago.
Oh, this is really fresh.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, I tried to break up, and I'm like, yo, I'm not happy. It's not even nothing. It's nothing to do with you. Like, it's just really me right now. And so she starts fucking crying and shit, right?
Of course.
And like, we're like,
yes. Measured response.
Like that fucking, yeah. Just like the whole shit just shuts down. And like, I'm like, come on, man. Don't cry.
Yeah.
And then we hug it out. And then like, and then she goes to work. And I'm like, you know, like, it took me a long time to say, like, it, you know. Just to even have the courage to say that shit. Like, it's like to be like, yo, this is it, yo. You know what I'm saying? Because I felt that shit for a little while. And then, so then she went to work. And then, like, 3/4 of the day, she sent me a message like, oh, I don't want to live my life without. I was like, oh, God.
So how'd you respond when she said, I don't want to live my life without you?
She just went back to normal again.
Really?
Yeah. And then.
Breakups are a long process.
Can I tell you the way?
Tell me about it.
Can I tell you the way that it was like the last week or so.
I'm gonna sound
like a dick, but like I sent her a text message.
Okay.
When I was on the road, like yo,
this of your dick and another woman.
Nah, chill, yo, you're going too far. No, I was just like, yo, this is it. Like, I'm not happy. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh wait, so even though you broke up, you had a re-breakup?
We were still together. Like we, it was like almost like she didn't hear it.
Oh, I like that. The ignore.
Yeah. And then like it's hard for me to like.
She's like, great, but what do you want for dinner?
Yeah. Like me, I'm a fucking idiot, so I'm like, yo, some teriyaki chicken, yeah. Please.
I'm like, you were hungry.
Can you make the banchan shit that you do? Can you make? Because you don't find shorties that make banchan.
It's so hard though, right? 5 years with someone, you get so used hard. To it, you get so comfortable.
But
it's
the
like a whole new life.
You know what the fucked up part is like about being a dude? It's like nobody gives a fuck about you. Cause like as far as like no as far as this look,
I'm listening.
Like I was telling my mom.
Tell
like,
us how it's right. Hard to be a dude.
No, as far like in situations like this, right? I'm an emotional dude, so it's not like I don't give a fuck. So when people treat me like I don't, it's like how are you treating me? Like you know how what's going on inside of my fucking heart,
right? You know what I mean? Like when I went through my breakup, it was like I was so lucky. All my friends just came up, you know, held me up together, you know, and they. For a girl, they know, like, this is going to be a really hard time.
Yo, everybody with me was like, yo, how could you, yo? You fucking piece of shit. My mom's treating me crazy.
I think you did a really brave
My sister's
thing.
Treating me crazy. Her fucking husband's talking to me. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you talking to me for about this shit, dude?
That's hard.
If you're not happy, you just got to get out. It doesn't matter why or whose fault or whatever. You're not happy.
Yeah, that's
and
what
it
I said.
Doesn't do anyone favors.
I was like,
to
the
stay.
Thing is, I love you. My mom loves you. My sisters, everybody loves you, but I don't love myself at this moment in time. So, like, how the fuck do you deal with that?
You're going to make me cry, honey.
You got to fucking just do you, I guess. And not even do you. Just got to fucking figure yourself
emotional.
Out.
Yeah, I already came in emotional. So, no, I think.
And
it's
that
so
was fresh.
Hard.
Like, last night I had a really good show at the Stand. And, like, because before that, I was, like, just fucking stressed, smoking mad cigarettes, drinking, like, 8 million cups of coffee. And just, like, but, like, last night I had a good set. And then, like, everything was, the sun came out today.
Isn't it crazy how a good set can just change everything?
At least for like a day.
Yeah. Nah, before,
if a day.
Yeah.
And then it wears off.
Until a bad set.
Until a bad set. I just feel like, and it's funny because I kind of wanted to get into this whole thing and I have something to read about it, about like men and women and that whole energy in a sense of like we all have the masculine and feminine within us and how men are just as sensitive. Like I'm raising a boy who's really in touch and really sensitive and how I think it starts at a really young age that they're not supposed to be as feeling and emotional. And then when they go through things as an adult, yeah, it's almost like there's so much more shame built up when when they're going through something, like even a panic attack. I think they're like, wait, I'm supposed to be a man. I'm supposed to have it together, you know. And I mean, I take days where I'm in the fetal position and can barely get out of bed, and I'm not hard on myself about it. Are you okay,
serious,
Petey?
Days?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Last week was a hard one.
But that shit is hard.
He's like, what the fuck's wrong with
you? No, but for real, as a dude, it's like.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Even like, my boy, like one of my boys called me up, like the first person that was like on my side. Because like, yeah, I think for like a day or two, I hadn't spoken to anyone that was on my side, really.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's you what I'm saying. Saying.
So like, yeah. Until I spoke to him, he's, and then even he was like, yo, he said, I forgot what he said, but it was so fucking, like he was lucky he was my boy. And with comics, because he like made a joke, and I was like,
"That's what I'm saying."
I was like, "Come on, what about my feelings, yo? I can't."
So how are your feelings?
I love you,
Farrah. How are you coping?
And you look like a therapist today too.
I do.
I'm just focusing on me right now. Like I got to take it to the next level in life. Like I just really got to do it on my own.
Yeah, I think I'm in a similar place. I really want a relationship, but I don't know if I'm exactly ready. I think I have more self-love and healing work to do before I could be a really solid partner. But
yeah, my partnership
masturbating
right now,
is getting a little bit lonely.
Oof.
My vagina is a little bit sore.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably gonna dip my shit in some pussies, but it ain't.
Well, that's a sensitive way to put it.
For me, it's been
a few little dips. You know what I'm saying, my dude?
Girls love that.
A little dip.
It's the cure for the broken heart.
I disagree.
Dip.
Mm-hmm. Every time,
a lot of people would. Yeah.
I mean, you know, to each his own. For me, if I try to have sex with someone that I don't have a deep connection to, it makes me feel lonelier. Because then I'm like,
interesting.
But that's most crazy. People aren't on that team. Most people are like, yo cry into a dick, and I'm like, it makes it worse for me.
To get over one person, you have to get under
20
a
persons.
Sea and drown yourself. That's what I always say.
You're so good at advice.
Thank you. I just say, you know what? Kill yourself.
Kill your fucking self.
She's going to be a teacher soon.
Let's edit that out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. I think so many people try to fill the void that we all feel. It's really hard being a human. We all feel that longing, that void. And then most of us try to fill it with things in the external, like bumping your privates into other privates, making more money, buying something. And hey, like I said, do what you got to do. But there's a whole other path, which is going within and healing in a different way. And I feel like that's honestly the only way that will eventually lead to feeling authentic and whole. And it's kind of a bummer, the path. Like,
and what is, you know, maybe one example of a practical way in which to do that?
So, okay, here's an example. So if I wake up and I'm feeling like I'm having an anxiety attack, maybe what I'd want to do is maybe smoke some weed. Or for me, I never really desire casual sex. So that's not, you know, but it could be weed. It could be.
It's not even casual sex. I'm finding great distraction in crushes.
Yeah, I don't do it casually.
Well, crushes seem a lot more.
Not the sex, yeah, but like a crush where I'm diverting my attention from the sadness of the breakup into, ooh.
That doesn't sound unhealthy. And smoking weed's not necessarily unhealthy either. But for me,
yeah,
what I try to do.
That shit brought me all the way down. I was like, yo, I was stressed the fuck out. I was like,
But that's what I'm saying. When you
I'm
weed
not smoking
can become
right
a crutch.
Now, but when I was in the heat of the breakup, that saved me just to numb out a little bit.
So it's a dance, right? It's not about not having any crutches or whatever. I definitely smoke weed once or twice a week, depending on how I'm feeling. But if I'm in a place, I try to at first either meditate, call my therapist, call a friend who's a pretty healed person, and I try to like talk my way out of it or exercise or do something that's healthy for me. you know, that's going to get me out in a way where I'm not running from myself. Mm-hmm, I'm actually, you know, sitting with that pain. And also, a lot of times, the pain, you're such a dick.
No. I remember the joke I said, like, while I was in Atlanta, like, boozing. Because, like, you know, you're like, this is all I got, alcohol. And I'm like, I was so fucked. I was like, you ever be so fucked up? Like, you get to the realization, like, maybe I'm running from something. Like, you come, you're like, yo, why am I drinking so much?
When you're passed out and fucking a hooker, you're like, you know what? Maybe there was a healthier way to deal with this.
I'm trying to run from this.
Yeah, listen, everyone has their things that they need to do to survive. But I think it's important that you try your best to actually deal with it and feel it. And the corniest line is, to heal it, you need to feel it. And most people are avoiding those uncomfortable feelings. And you can't do it alone. I think support is the biggest thing. Unfortunately, we don't live in a society where there are tons of people who can really go into that deeper place with you. I'm thankful my brother's such a sensitive, deep human that I always have him to go to when I really need someone to sit there in that place with me. But without support, without my therapist, I don't think I would have been able to do the work that I'm doing. Like, I'm going to some weird fucking places. Like, memories are coming up from childhood. Mm-hmm. And the feelings that come up are like, oh my God, I'm a loser. I'm worthless. I don't want to be alive. Like, it's really young things that come up that are almost jarring. Because I'm 35 and I'm like, why do I feel like I'm about to die right now?
Yo, that'd be my shit too. I swear to God, I'd be my shit too. Like, because I'm 33 and I feel like,
That's the age that Jesus died and resurrected.
Yo, I know. Oh. I'd be thinking about that type of shit too.
Yeah.
But and then I'd be like, yo, but this is the movie right here. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta fight out of this.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't like, yo, anybody else would have buckled, yo. They're gonna go out like a sucker. Like, not your boy, not old K Wolf. You know what I'm saying? Not old Farrah Brooke. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
We're gonna fight. They're gonna read about us.
Yes, they are.
They're gonna write about us.
Yes, they are. But it's fucking brutal, and I think it's helped me remembering that it's a young place, because then there's less shame. Like, I'm like, oh, this feeling of wanting or thinking I'm going to die, or this panic, like this person hasn't called me back, I'm going to die. When I go, oh, that's not 35-year-old Kate thinking that she's going to die if this guy doesn't call her back. That's a 6-year-old, you know, in a house that's not feeling very safe and wants her dad to come get her. You know, like, I remind myself that feeling.
It is. There's something interesting about the morning anxiety. That's been a new thing for me lately.
Really?
The wake up with a lot. Yeah, it's been new for me. And it is awesome.
It's a bitch. It's scary to wake up and already be in that place.
Yeah.
I think literally on a cellular level, if you want to talk about it in a more scientific way, time's an illusion. And if you, as a child, have to push away certain feelings just to survive your childhood, because if you're in a really stressful place, a child can't feel that to survive mentally. So they push it away. They create defenses. And then as an adult, if you want to heal it, that those feelings still need to be integrated on a cellular level to heal so you can be more integrated. So if you think about it like that, like, this is very old pain or depression or anxiety or whatever that I need to feel now with love instead of judgment. When you think about it like that, it's not as like, I'm an idiot. Why am I 35 and still I can't get my shit together? You know, like, we're so hard on ourselves and we always think we're supposed to be a certain way.
But I think we do. We got to be the way that we want to be. You got to have a vision of the way you want to be.
It's a hard balance between.
Even that is a fucking struggle, because it's like, yeah, you could do it, but it's like, if you're not what you see and that struggle, you're going to be like, man, it's frustrating.
Yeah, but beating yourself up will only make it more painful. It's cool to have a vision.
I think, but what about, like, when, like, for me, it was kind of like that, where it was like, all right, something's got to fucking give. So it's like back to ground.
You're saying, like, with the relationship.
Yeah, almost back to like, yo, this is, I got to fucking.
No, that, when you're in a relationship, you know, it's hard.
Sometimes this sounds great and I think it's really strong what you did, but it is, you know, a lot of times with relationships, when other parts of our lives are struggling, we look for that one thing we can control, which is a relationship, and we want to do something with that.
Right.
End it, start it, whatever, and we think that that's the problem.
But then again,
I thought there was more.
But like then again,
the panic attack set in. But I mean, in terms of the movie and stuff that you were talking about too, there is just something like wildly beautiful. And like this has been the hardest year of my life by far, devastating, crushing heartbreak, but also like the best, most fun year I've ever had. So
that's the paradox of life, right? It's like I was thinking. You know, my last ex-boyfriend, when I met him, it was a, it's, it,
how many
even till now.
How many exes? You, oh, yeah.
My just, most recent.
I never
recent,
heard of my last ex.
Well, okay. My most recent crazy. Ex, yeah. I met him about 2.5 years ago. And it's been a tumultuous. Oh, Petey, could you let me continue? Okay, my ex. But now my ex-husband. Because sometimes when I say.
Oh, okay. I didn't even.
Because ex-husband, that's, you know, who Shane's dad is, not him. When I met my ex 2.5 years ago, it's been tumultuous pretty much from the start. And like, but I was thinking about how in those 2.5 years, even though it's been so painful and tumultuous, it's also been the most growth I've ever had in my life. And how weird that is to have so much pain and like something not working out that you really want. But also amongst all that, I became more and more my true self. Hmm. Like it's such a weird thing. And then I did this, I went home and did a high school reunion comedy show. I headlined the show.
How many comics went to your school?
Two others.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. And they're fantastic. But, you know, I saw all these people from high school that I hadn't seen in forever. And a lot of them came up to me or messaged me saying that they weren't very happy, whether it's in their relationship or career. And I was just thinking, too, about how I've had a way more tumultuous life, I think, than a lot of those people. But how that, you know, really rocky childhood and then a divorce and called off engagement. I'm like, it's interesting how all that chaos has also lent itself to me continuously growing and keep trying to find myself, even though I'm thrown out of the nest constantly and often in a lot of pain.
Right.
How, you know, I just keep fighting and being like, no, I'm going to keep fighting for me.
Fight, baby. Because I was telling someone, it's the purpose that you have. That keeps you, like, for me, I know my purpose. So whenever the shit gets too crazy, I'm like, that's like the fucking extra battery backup. That's like, nah, son, you gotta, they're gonna level this plane out. And the good part about turbulence, you see who's gonna jump off the fucking plane before you fucking straighten it out.
Ooh, like
and then
that,
when you straighten it out, you go, you motherfucker thought I was done. It's always going down. All
right, sorry. We have to take a quick break real quick, and we'll be right back. Hey guys, Adam and Eve is sponsoring us, and they are the perfect, most amazing company because they sell sex toys. So if you want to come and you want to come hard, go to adamandeve.com. And for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. That's going to be a lot of fun. Just you. Or if you have like a partner, I guess you can use sex toys on them, like anal beads. And when you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs plus a free mystery gift. And to top it all off, they will even throw in free shipping on your entire order. Go to adamandeve.com and use code PRIVATE at checkout. That's PRIVATE, PRIVATE, all caps, at adamandeve.com. Use code PRIVATE at adamandeve.com and make your privates super happy. All right, we're back. They just have to insert an ad there.
They thought we was going down, Kate.
They thought.
We're and not that, going
but
down.
But you never feel like that? Because even like,
I'll never fucking
when
go
people
down.
Were flipper,
well, I think comedians just have that kind of fighter mentality to start. Why are you going to go on stage and kind of just put yourself in the position where you can just make a fool out of yourself if right. you're not, if you don't have the balls to be like, I'm gonna do this.
Comedians are a whole other type of beast.
But even so, don't you think like having a like your goal, whatever your goals are?
Well, that was really interesting that the thing point that you brought you... up because I've been growing and learning about this too, like the balance between being so hard on yourself, constantly feeling that you're not where you wanna be, you haven't achieved what you thought you would by this time, and that you don't have the career that you want, and it's not, you know, you could be doing so much more, or maybe it's not going to work out, and what if it does? And then the other side of it just being like, well, I'm doing a lot. I'm trying as hard as I can. I am doing a lot of stuff that other people aren't doing. It could work out. What is time? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe my journey takes this long and I shouldn't give up because who knows what's 2 years down the line. Right. Or, you know, and I think it's a really hard balance between wanting to to harness that drive of I'm not doing enough because you want to keep working and pushing and grinding. And then also, though, enjoying your life and being grateful and, you know, that positive energy brings about a lot good professionally and in your goals, too. So it's hard. I'm learning all the time. I feel like this year with, you know, a lot of bad stuff that's happened to me, I've kind of chilled a little into like, all right, just down to the bare bones. I'm surviving today. I'm doing what I love. I'm doing this thing for comedy. I'm writing this. And yeah, I'm also going to my day job. And, you know, it's enough. But I struggle with it and I'm trying to figure it out.
It's been hard not to rage at God lately, which I know is also part of the journey, is like there has to be some raging because it just seems like there's this paradox that you have to get okay with that we're talking about, that the struggle and this fight and this pain also lends itself to so much beauty and being more grateful.
I love that shit.
And there's even like a quote that I've said before on here where it's like this guy Bashar, he says, life's like a slingshot. The further you go into the dark, the more you can spring forward into the light. And I get it. But I still don't know how okay I am with it. Because I'm like, how fucked up is that? That God or the universe or whatever you want to call that thing is like, oh, yeah, you can like totally be happy here. But first you will suffer.
It's so like, hard. It's such a what paradox. Is that? And I think it's really interesting sitting here with you guys, two comics that I really admire, that I really, you know, notice in both of you a quality on stage where there's an ease, there's a comfort, and there's fun. And like in comedy specifically, I feel like the people who look like they're working and trying and they're not happy with it and it's not enough on stage, that's not really that funny to people. It's like there's that balance of, oh, it's almost like the comics are like, I don't even really care. I'm just up here having a good time. Like that's a positive energy that people really respond to, kind of as a metaphor for maybe what can go on in your personal life, too.
That shit, thank you, but I thank haven't you. Figured it out. Because, like, no,
well,
honestly,
we've not known.
You know what the crazy part about
out,
hosting but... is for me? Like, I was just, like, going through it in my fucking head. Like, I go through these fucking, I'll just be going, I'll go through it. Like,
well, just so right? people listening know, Petey's known as one of the best hosts in the city.
That's what I'm, so, thank you. And like, so absolutely. I'm thinking, it's like, this is the third, maybe second or third time I've been like, man, people book me a lot to host. Do they not think I have jokes?
Or is it because of that energy she's talking
about.
But
then today I thought about Tim Dillon and I was like, man, he's got jokes, but he hosts a lot too. So I was like, all right, it's all right. And then I was like, I get to be like, fortunately, I get to be around, I get to meet so many great comics by hosting. You know what I mean? I get to see them and it's just, you know, whatever.
Yeah, no, I think, first of all, thank you for saying that. I think a big lesson in life is to have fun. And it's hard to learn. It's a struggle not to struggle. And I think, you know, I've been learning how to surrender, right? So we fight for things that we don't even want on a deep soul level. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of my exes that I really fought for my whole life, when I look back, I'm like, thank God I didn't end up with that person. You know what I mean? Right. But in the moment I was like fighting, and the older I get, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have faith, or I'm going to try to have faith in this bigger divine plan. But it's hard when you see so many horrors going on. Like yesterday, before I hosted here last night, and I went across the street before to get some pizza, mm-hmm. and I'm buying the pizza, and there's this man who's bald, and he has this like, I can't even describe it. And I don't even mean it to be funny, because it was like one of the worst things I've ever seen. It was like, it looked as if a huge growth had been growing out of his head, but then he sawed it off himself.
Oh, God.
And it was like,
Was it bloody?
Yeah, that shit is crazy, man.
It did look bloody, but like healed bloody. It was
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was one of the,
honestly,
she's
the most.
She's saying this like it's normal.
Yo. It's one of the most upsetting things I'd ever seen in my life. And I felt,
yeah, I felt. It'd be funny if you fucking went up to him and gave him a Band-Aid.
Oh my god, Petey, stop!
Oh my god,
it was honestly like I was so upset. Like I was like, here, I had just. It took me like half an hour to find a parking spot, and I was like,
pissed off.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck life,
fuck.
And then I saw that, and I'm like, okay, I get it.
You're like, yo, my head is.
I'm serious though. I was like, yo, be fucking grateful.
But that's.
But then I looked at, and I just felt so fucking bad, and I was like, why does this man have to deal with this? Like, why?
Because
like,
that's how the fucking cookie crumbles. Can I tell you something real quick? Mm-hmm. This is what I forgot to say. Yo, on stage, it's like the only, it's like only a few times I've had, I have this feeling in life. It's like if I'm with a girl or someone, a woman, that I really have that, like I escape. It's an escape kind of. Like, it's the only place when I'm there, it's like, fuck, I got it. Like, it's like, not even like I got it like that, but it's like, I'm. Nothing else matters outside of that at that time. And then
right.
once I take that ease. First step off, it's like, fuck reality. So that's way, like, it's way harder for me off stage than on stage. On stage, it's like, I'm chilling. It's like I'm on vacation.
Yeah. I want to read you guys.
When I get that, like, feeling, though, which is always, which is just like, I'm not doing enough. I need to do this. And it's sometimes I just like to comfort myself by being like, yeah, this is the body's natural drive to stay alive. Mm-hmm. This is something that I'm living for right now. Otherwise, what would I do? Just like, I guess be happy and like that's chill on an island. But I don't know.
I'll go to that like, island. I've been thinking about that island.
Yo, if I could feel the pain, I'm still alive. I'm good.
That's true, though.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I learned in the last weekend of my
spiritual
school. So that's why
I just said that because of the dude with the shit on his head, yo. He's still alive.
That's true, but like,
he tried
no,
to take
you're
his
right.
Head off.
You're right.
Look at the bright side, Kate. He's still alive. He probably went to get a slice after you.
I know. It was just like, it was a lot.
It's a lot.
It was a lot. Like, I had never seen it. Looked like a Halloween makeup thing.
Maybe it was, yo.
Dear Lord, I hope so, but it didn't. I don't think it was.
We're not there yet.
But no, it's true practice. That, like, that pain being, you cannot. Doing spiritual work isn't about alleviating or getting rid of pain. It's about changing your relationship to it.
Mm-hmm.
The pain and the suffering never goes,
never
away.
Goes away.
It's literally what it means to be a human. It's not just suffering. There are so many beautiful feelings.
That's why I say, like, we all the same. How we think and what we do is what separates us. We're all, everybody's, nobody's more special than anybody else. Nobody's more gifted than anybody else. It's just what the person, individual thinks and believes and does.
With it.
That's just in their fucking head what they do. Like, somebody might think something that you don't think or believe something you don't believe.
And you can get in your own way real fast by getting all up in your head, this person's doing this and that, and why didn't I? And, you know, oh, I want to be like that. And, like, all that time you could have been writing. You could have
been focused on the sauce.
You could have been.
Yes.
You could have. Because that's what I went back to that. I went back to that recently.
I love the sauce.
Because I went away from the sauce. I went away from the sauce, but I'm back now.
He's cooking the sauce
again.
I can
tell.
Saucy.
Sauce is back.
It's true, though. Like, you really have to. You can only focus on your own path because. The moment you start blaming other people or being like, they're right or they're wrong, I'm right. There is no actual right or wrong. It's what's right or wrong for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment you can see that, you actually give yourself all the power back. Because when you're focusing on everyone else, it's like there's a Buddha quote where it's like, don't let someone else's dirty feet walk through your mind. It's like, don't let all these other people that you don't like the way they're going about life take over your day and your thoughts.
That's like this
focus
dude,
on you.
Real quick, my sister's fucking husband, right? I think of him. He's whatever. You know what I'm saying? I respect the dude. I respect the dude. He do what he do. He take care of the family and all that shit. So he's telling me how to live my life almost. Or like not questioning my life and just kind of being like, yo, you know, this is what a man does. And do, right? And I'm just like, all right. And then this is the thing that I hate when someone says that, like, he's like lecturing me for like a good 20 minutes, right?
That's a long time.
And then I was in a car with other people, so I couldn't even really flex. So I'm like, because I'm respecting the passengers. And then he goes, but at the end of the day, And I hate when shit starts like that. But at the end of the day, yo, just do what you, whatever you got to take, you got to decide what you got. I'm like, so what the fuck was this whole lecture for?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you telling
that's,
me?
Because like, ego that's remember like, to take it.
But that's like what you just said about the people that fucking, and you if you take it on, I could have took it on and be like, man, maybe, fuck that. Because I don't even look at you like, you not some fucking, like if the wolf hit me up and was like, yo, son, take a knee. Listen here. I'm going to be like, what up, Kate? Oh, or like even Farrah, because I didn't really, we don't really never share sweaters, Farrah. I don't know what happened. Do we have a, we should fucking share, like, I don't know, have cronuts or something.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I'm going to take donuts. All of your sayings. Yeah. I need you to know.
Let's do a Dunkin' Donuts.
But I heard, like, today, like, we're talking, and like, I hate, I'm like, I'll listen to Farrah as far as like insight on shit, because you feel, you seem, you know,
her head's on her
your
shoulders.
Your head's there. You're aware.
The turtle
you're
neck.
Aware. You know,
when she takes it off, nothing good to say. Only being, the turtleneck.
Being aware is so fucking important. You know what I mean? Like, and like I said, you're aware. You're aware.
I think when you meet other people that are, you know it immediately. Like when I met Kate and you now, and it's true. Like there's just something. It's a self awareness, really, and an awareness of, you know.
And a willingness to look, too. Because even the most, quote-unquote, aware person, we have blind spots. And the crazies are the ones where you point out a blind spot nicely and they go fucking bonkers.
And just, like, deep talkers, man. And that's what I get down with. Like, if you want to go to Dunkin' Donuts, like, I know sometimes...
Maybe not Dunkin' Donuts. I just threw that out there. We can go to a...
Deep talks at
Dunkin'
Donuts.
I'm just saying, like, you know, sometimes you run into so many people and some people you connect with and some people you don't. But I just cannot get down with, like... The small talk for like now. Nah, I'm going.
We're
I'm going
anti
deep fast.
Small talk, guys. Yeah. I want to read this and get your thoughts real quick. Okay, so I don't even know who this is. This is not mine, but I don't know whose this is. Okay, the new man or woman will not be either or. He or she will be both. And the new man will be earthly and divine, worldly and otherworldly. The new man will accept his totality, and he will live without any inner division. He will not be split. His God will not be opposed to the devil. His morality will not be opposed to immorality. He will know no opposition. He will transcend duality. He will not be schizophrenic. With the new man, there will come a new world, because the new man will perceive in a, oh God, this fucking word, perceive in a qualitatively different way, and he will live in a totally different life, which has not been lived yet. He will be a mystic, a poet, a scientist, altogether. He will not choose. He will be choicelessly himself. Oh, this is from Osho's Zorba the Buddha.
Did you read it to Shane?
Not yet.
That sounds like a
good night, honey.
No, it sounds like a self-affirmation.
Well, what I like about it is it just shows how multifaceted we all are. And currently we live in a way of duality, which is like, I have to be this or that. Mm-hmm. Instead of realizing that you can be... Which is why I like having both of you on. You can be the comedian. You can be the poet. You can be the scientist.
Hell
you can be all of it. You don't have to choose between good or bad, moral or immoral. When you live like that, you fuck yourself up.
But at the end of the day, this is the thing that I think I've since I was kind of young, I was like younger, I always felt like, yo, what's right is what I feel is right. What's right is what you think is right. It might not be right to somebody else, but fuck it. If that's what makes your universe fucking work, it's right for
you. Right, as long as it's not hurting other people, then...
And even if it is, if it's right for you, fucking go hurt people.
Well, it depends on what we mean by hurting other people. Like,
I'm just saying, if that's... If you... Maybe you need...
Can't jump on that.
Maybe you need to go to a doctor, a head doctor, or some shit, but like, hey, if that... Don't hurt me.
No, I know what you're saying. However, no, I do agree to a point. Like, if someone says...
Without hurt...
I'm not cool with hurt. I'm not cool with hurt.
If someone says, do you want to come to my baby shower? And you say no, and that hurts them, they can deal with that problem. If someone comes up to you and says, hey, can I borrow a dollar? And you stab them.
Yeah. Welcome to the Bronx.
Not okay.
Welcome to the BX, baby. Fuck. Something... Give me a dollar. You ain't got a dollar?
But I think what I really took from that.
You're a good actor, Petey. I like that.
I see a future for you.
Thank you.
On the big screen. But what I took from that, which you were mentioning before, was also like the societal structures of masculinity and how men are just really expected to be, even what your brother-in-law was saying to you, like to be this certain thing and to be a man, this is what this means. And I think we're evolving as a society in a lot of ways into being able to mesh and change what that is and allow men to be more sensitive, or what did it say, mystic?
But I feel like, when I was listening to it, I'm like, first of all, was he like, does he know me?
I can't.
And then second of all,
it's like written for you.
Yeah, I was like,
Petey the Renaissance.
I'm like, yo, is this my fucking bio?
How we bring you up on stage from now on, that whole fucking thing.
The only other thing he had to say was like, performs at clubs all over the city.
I can't. Hosts at clubs all over the city.
Hosts at clubs. No, but I was just like, because he was like the new man. I'm like, it sounds like the old man too, but with the thing, it doesn't sound like. It's not a general man. It's not the general man. It's an individual. It's the person that people are attracted to, and the world gravitates to that person. That's just who it is. It's not a new man.
Well, it is a new man in the sense that we're evolving right now. We're in the middle of a huge time of evolution, and you can see some people are going with it, and some people are freaking the fuck out.
What do you call
Trump
it?
Supporters?
We're very far.
What's the reverse of evolving? Because I feel like that's what we're
devolving.
We're devolving right now. We're not evolving.
I disagree. A lot of us are evolving, and a lot of people, they're not devolving.
I mean, as a fucking society, look at the fuck we're looking at.
I disagree.
At.
Well,
there's definitely
I think it's
a dichotomy.
A mix. Yeah.
But
I like that word.
Thank you.
And also, I like to say tumultuous. Tumultuous. You said that shit like 5 times earlier.
Tumultuous?
You said that shit like tumultuous.
You know, I am a new man. I'm a new woman.
Nah, so hold on. Let her dichotomy go.
Well, yeah, there is a dichotomy. I mean, we have Mr. Trump running for president and a whole side of, you know, our country who, you know, is not on board. But more than not, I think we've seen a really positive change and acceptance from when I was a kid. It's completely turned on its head between the acceptance of gay marriage.
Well, you're right. You're
transgender.
Right. I agree.
You know, new roles in sexuality and gender. And of course, there's still, you know, a wide population or wide number of people who hate this stuff and this and that, but like you can't deny how crazy different it is.
No, you're right.
You know how it was just 10 years ago.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, you know what? You helped me see the light.
The positive. Yeah. You're seeing the positive side of it now.
Because I said devolve. We have evolved. You know what I'm saying?
We are. A lot of people are digging their heels in and trying to not grow, but it's. You know, tough luck. You can't stop change. You can't stop life from moving forward. And a lot of those people, in a sense, are scared of death, in a sense, death of the old ways.
Yeah, and it's happening really quick. And I'm really proud of it. And I think it's just, you know, I always think of this quote. I forget, you know, exactly what it is or who said it. I think it was in a TED Talk, actually, about how we look at, you know, if you ask someone, how different are you from 10 years ago? They'd be like, oh my God, I can't even like recall who I was 10 years ago. I'm so different. I've changed so much. I'm just, you know, wow, that major change. And then if you ask them, where do you think you're going to be in 10 years? They don't project that it'll be that different. They project, yeah, I might, you know, get this promotion or do this, but I think I'll be relatively the same. And it's just an interesting lens that we see change through. And I think same thing with just our, you know, culture. In the past 10 years, it's just been a wild, strong change. And I look forward to seeing where we're going to be in 10 years.
I can't wait to meet my robot boyfriend in 10 years. Yeah. He's going to be perfect.
I can't wait to meet my marine biologist from my killer whale in my fish tank.
I just hope all this technology goes like
10 years from now, y'all. I'm going to have killer whales in Clydesdales.
But are you saying that you're going to fuck the killer whale?
Nah, that's amusement for my crib in my pool.
First of all, that's horrible. In my pool. Have you watched Blackfish?
Yeah, but my shit, because they never had nobody make the whale feel good.
You're no. Just
like you
no
see how his
eating.
Shit was like that. My shit
no.
gonna be straight
I'm gonna
up.
Break free.
I wish we
your
would have
whale.
Like progress on pleasure
for
though.
Real,
I was
yo.
Thinking last night how
I like how you just ignored
it.
His killer whale
yeah,
shit.
Thank you. I like the way I mean, you. The I like. I'll take that left turn with you.
Yeah, I don't like what Petey's doing with whales.
I don't know. I just can't. It just popped into my head, and I just cannot get over this. I need some comfort on it. How is it? This is totally
no.
A,
I'm on board because
turn,
I need some new masturbation technique.
Well, this is about masturbating in a way. How is it that for women, it is harder to have an orgasm, extremely harder what? Than a man to have an orgasm, and it's just so easy to get a UTI or a yeast infection? Mm.
That's a great
the
question.
Payout ain't
I can
right.
come
and
pretty
we
easily.
Have babies,
the payout,
and we
the payout
like,
ain't
I
right.
I just don't see what.
The payout ain't right.
The UTI thing's
right.
a problem, though.
It's just not right.
Well,
and I'm happy for
that's
you that
another...
you can come easily, Kate.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I mean, I've been practicing. Say, yeah. I was people know this. I've been humping my couch since I was 3, so I really got it down pat.
Good for you.
As long as there's a couch in the room, I'm good.
Kate, up top.
Thank you.
Have you ever heard of an orgasmic meditation workshop?
No.
You mean you don't need it, but.
I mean, are you talking about
of anybody
there are
that
some
would
things,
know about it? I would think.
Well,
it
no,
was
there
you.
Are some things where like people go and get like fingered publicly and call it like
what?
A workshop,
yeah,
and that makes me uncomfortable.
Kind of what it is?
I mean, if you want me to finger you publicly, Farrah, just ask off air.
No, I'm not involved. I just want to say I'm not involved in this in any way. I haven't done it.
The
I
public
just,
thing is
when
what kind of
creeps
it, me out.
When I heard it, I was like
out.
Kate Wolf, like she would know.
If anybody
it does
would
exist,
know,
it's just like literally you can get partnered up with like a stranger there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what it is. That's
and
exactly
have them finger
like
you.
No,
liberate.
I knew you'd yeah, know.
It's like liberate your
not
pussy,
finger,
girl.
Finger, put it in.
No, they
liberate it.
People get fingered by
yo,
a stranger
got, yo,
under
go
the guise of yeah, Petey's. Down.
We gotta go get liberated. Yo.
Under the guise of like spiritual growth. I'm like, you're getting finger banged yeah. by a stranger. Yeah. I don't know, you know, not my cup of tea.
You know what but... I feel like sometimes when I'm with women? I
what?
Feel like
tell
I feel
us.
Like I feel like I'm not a stranger to any woman in the world.
Oh my God, that's such a bad pickup
and
line.
Then, and also I feel like this the other day, I felt like I wish I could have a moment with that, just one moment with every woman in the world. And I just say, you know what?
Do you mean like a sexual that's moment
no, no,
or
no,
an
no,
intimate
no, no.
moment?
Just,
no, okay.
just a
okay.
moment.
I
like
love
just
that.
A moment, like for just a moment.
That's beautiful.
And just be like, you know, just
I can't look him in the
and
eye.
Just like, and just like, and just like, and just like, you special.
It's gonna make me snort.
And just like, you special.
Yeah, but you know why you can't do that to women?
That's why you're sweeter.
Yeah, but no, 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 Farrah, don't buy the shit. This is the problem. No, no, no. This is the problem. Every woman, when a guy does that, look, if I really took Petey in, I'd be like, are we in love? Like,
yeah,
women fall in love.
Yeah,
you can't go around
happen.
Saying to women.
It does happen a lot.
You can't even go around to men just looking at them being like, look, like, I love you.
Not even that. I'm like, it's not even
I don't
about.
Know. For me, that's
it's
a
not
major
even about,
turn off.
Look, it's
so.
Not about, it's not, I love you. It's like, yo, dude, you got this. Look
I
at
think
you.
That's
sweet.
I think
no,
you're
that's
living
cute.
That
look
nice
you,
way.
Man. I think
actually,
you already do that.
It doesn't have to be just women. I mean, any person.
Yeah, wait, yeah
you know?
I do it with everybody. I just love women even more than men, but whatever.
Well, I completely agree
you
with
know,
that
whatever,
sentiment.
Whatever, whatever.
I like both.
I would just say
yeah,
women
like
are
both
better
both.
Than men in general, but
I'd say
I love everyone.
Women have an easier time getting in touch with their feelings, which to me is attractive. But the men who are in touch, big fan. Big fan. Not a fan of men who are liars. And I think we know who I'm talking to. No, I'm joking. You can suck my dick.
Hey.
But yeah, the ones who are in touch, I'm about it. That's yeah. sexy. That's where I'm going. If we're going to talk about that whole thing again, like the man, and I'm so not into this misogynistic thing that lives in both men and women. Like, I am ready. The next dude I date, I really want him to not be some dude that's like, yeah, they think it's cool to like fuck a ton of women or whatever. Like, I want a dude who's sensitive, an artist. Well, the thing I read, like, I want him to have all those layers. I am so over this like macho bro bullshit. I'm like, yo, that's not what it means to be a strong man anymore. Like, we believed that in high school. Okay, when we were like, oh, that's hot. He's a football player right. and he's got all these big muscles.
So now you're saying you just want a dude that paints with his toes and don't cheat on you. Cool. Like, as long as he don't
nailed
cheat,
it. Long nailed
as
it.
He don't he go to the farmer's
being
market.
Cheated on. I just wanted them to be honest
market.
About
right,
it.
Right, right,
I agree with what you said.
See,
I
like,
don't like, liars.
Like
lying
Farrah,
is weak.
Lying is weak.
Like, I want to be in the next relationship I'm in, if whenever it happens, I want to be like, hey, why don't we start off, let's be open.
Yeah, I like that.
Let's start open.
I think you guys just started a relationship.
Yeah, man, like, let's start open. And then we go from there. If it gets closed or whatever it is,
if
like,
that's
just
the first thing
open.
A dude says to me, I'm going to be like, we're good here.
The thing is, I want monogamy. I agree with that. And I've always been, you know, open to open things. And you know,
I
want to
try it. I've never done that.
Yeah, me neither. And I want to try it too. But there is something when a relationship's starting where it's like, oh, we just want to fuck each other. And that like heat and excitement. If it's going to be a relationship, if it's just like a casual thing and you're friendly and whatever, then I think that's fine. But for a relationship to start, I think there needs to be that, like, I don't want to sleep with anybody but you. Like, just
that's what I'm saying.
That kind of drive to
that's
it.
That's usually after the first time we fuck and they're like, damn, this dick, I don't want to share this shit.
Oh yeah, okay.
I don't want to share.
Okay.
But here's the funny thing.
But there's just that I always thought like and even with my ex I, you know, thought this would be the case. You know, a 5-10 years monogamous and then see what happens.
Listen, if I'm with a person for a long time and we're getting sick of each other's privates, I'd be open to exploring that, but like I want to start being into that person's dick.
If it's going to be a relationship,
and them into me,
like
yeah.
If I'm going to like, you know.
But that's just me. But like also what's funny, Petey, is like I've definitely met a lot of dudes who want to stick it in a lot of different vaginas. But when it comes to sharing puss, they're like, oh, no. You know what I mean?
What
like
mean
that's what I hate about cheating.
There's so many diseases. The one thing that really freaks me out being like single for the first time in my 20s, it's just like I don't want to get diseases. First of all, even with a condom, you can get shit. Like, so if you're really into someone and you're having a good time fucking them, why?
Or we should just all get the all the diseases and then we don't give a fuck anymore. Just get all the diseases.
Nah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
At first I was on board. I was like, where's this going? I think I'm on board.
Then
you said it
thing.
Twice. I was like, nah.
I mean, it's a joke, but in a way, it's almost like to the point where it's like, I feel like a lot of STDs are built around how much shame we have around sex, and that's it's like linked to the fact that you get viruses on your computer when you watch porn too. I think it's linked. It's like we have so much shame that it actually manifests in the body.
That shit is linked in.
And I think the moment we even stop giving a fuck, the diseases would even change. Like, there's a reason why you get them, all these weird fucking things through sex. We're so suppressed there and ashamed of our desires, and it just comes up. And warts and sores.
Oh God!
Listen, I'm not saying
or
I want everyone to have sores.
That's the body part that you're sharing with so many people.
Yeah, you got that shit in the commune.
Well, the vag is very. It's like literally like come in me to give me all your germs, and I'll bake it into a cake of yeast infectionness. No one in this room is gonna have sex ever again. Have fun tonight, John.
I'm
trying to fuck.
What?
Vaginas are tricky.
He just goes, vaginas are so gross. What did you say?
I love vaginas.
Good for you. I looked at my vagina the other night in the mirror, like full on. Hadn't done that in a while. And I was like,
you spread it or you just let it?
Yeah, I spread it too. First, I looked unspread, sat, and like, opened my legs and I watched it because, you know, unspread, it's a whole other thing. And I was like, you're cute. And then I opened it up. I was like, oh, I like that.
Yeah, it'd be unspread. It'd be like, you ever had like one lip?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, a little bit of a like a. It's like yeah. That's amazing, Petey. You're a poet. You really are the Renaissance man.
Because it's like almost like.
No one can see you though. He's doing the fucking like Elvis Presley.
It's like the little lip is like.
Lip, little, lip.
One lip is just like, yeah, what up?
I was just like, vaginas are pretty. Like, I don't know if I ever want to lick one. I don't know. I'm.
You
know,
no,
you
know
but
what, you know
I was
what,
like, you're cute. I appreciated it.
How you feel about buttholes? Like, as, like
I'm a little undecided there.
Mostly, like,
buttholes
would you
are
let
funky.
A dude, like a dude lick the butthole? How do you feel? What are you thinking?
Is oh, they can lick my butthole.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
How do you feel about
it? I don't,
it's
like, not like my
favorite.
Are you like,
crazy
are you like this
it.
Guy's,
I'm not crazy
me personally,
about
I'm vulnerable, my butthole. I get all ticklish. Okay, I don't like fat. You ever
it's
feel
not,
vulnerable?
I'm not
like
crazy
you get tickled
about
me,
it.
I can
like,
go without it, but.
Given me anything special, so I don't know.
I can't come from it, so I'm not too excited about it.
All right.
I'd rather have like my boobs played with than butt.
It's
although,
funny that when this podcast started, I was like, oh, this finally a podcast I think I can let my parents listen to.
Oh, yeah. What up?
Yeah.
that literally,
it really, we really did
We've
start.
Devolved.
Yeah, we did in a fun way. No, yes, this is the new man. You know, we can talk the deep shit and then we can talk about butthole licking and all sorts of
and
it.
And it don't gotta get creepy.
No.
It's fucking chilling. The homies.
My favorite part is when you did the vagina lip going up. Because I did notice that. I was like, oh, look at that one little lip. It's a little bit like, meh. You know?
All it takes is for you to be like,
no, exactly. I played with it a bit. I was like,
Petey really understands the vagina.
You really?
I don't have vagina shame. I know a lot of girls do. I don't have vagina shame, but I definitely have penis envy.
I have penis. I mean, I have an energy penis.
Who wouldn't? I mean, it's just like,
I would love to have a penis for a day, and I would love to have sex with some beautiful, lovely women. Oh, really? I don't know. I really like my vagina. But I would like to know what it feels like, honestly.
Oh my God. I would. It's literally my dream in life is to know what it would feel like to enter someone else's body.
Maybe virtual reality one day will allow us.
It's my dream. It's my dream. It's so amazing to me to think about that you're sticking something into like a warm hole and it's like you're in someone else's. Yeah. It's definitely better than the other way around.
Oh, I don't know. I really like taking it.
I like it too, but I mean, I think it just sounds crazy to be like a little explorer going in. Like,
I really like how we started off really emotional, ready to cry, and now we're all really ready to come. It's really, this is perfect.
We got very lusty.
Crying and coming in one podcast.
Ooh.
Perfection.
Perfect night. Well, guys, we got to wrap this up.
Why?
So, I know, because it's almost an hour, Petey.
Fuck.
It's a lot of foreplay, and it's time to come. So, Petey, where can they find you?
So you can find me everywhere. In the streets.
Really? That's okay.
Just find
what about like?
Find me in the. Oh, actually,
like on Twitter.
When
shit?
Is this coming out? Is this live? What are we
this
doing?
This is coming out in a week.
Oh, all right. November. I'm gonna be Petey's World is gonna be part of New York Comedy Festival. November 4th, 10 p.m. at the Creek in the Cave. Should be dope. I'll be White Chocolate. It's every Sunday at the Standing Room at 8, and then we're having our first one October 22nd at the Stand at midnight.
Awesome.
And then you can find me, you know, in these streets. Find my tag. Find me in the fucking link.
Find me in the link. October 30th at Over the 8 in Williamsburg will be Art Live, Take Off the Mask edition. A little Halloween. We're going to have comedians doing art that is different from their stand-up that deals with the subject of fear.
Mm. Why is my vagina twitching?
Very up Kate's alley. Yeah. Then on November 4th, part of New York Comedy Festival as well, we have Harriet at Joe's Pub at 11:30. It's going to be
It's going to be bonkers.
11:30. So you can go to Petey's show.
They get both of them.
Then you can come over.
Get the pass.
Yeah. Guys, pass. I have something to share. This is a big thing. So I finally started my own healing/comedy event. First one I'm unveiling. It's November 16th, 8 to 10 p.m. You got to come. I have special guest Kyle Ocasio, who's been on the podcast. She's going to be there. But it's a big healing event. It's hard to describe. You will be healed. You will laugh. You will cry. It's going to be awesome. It's at Reflections Yoga Center, which is actually right near New York Comedy Club. It's East 24th, between 2nd and 3rd. If you want to get tickets, you can find the link on my Facebook page, Kate Wolf. Or the tickets will be sold at the door. It's $30. But please come. It's going to be funny and deep and all of it. It's called Going Deep. And yes, it's a sexual reference. And also, if you want a tarot card reading or a soul song reading, hit me up, kwolf27@gmail.com. And follow me Twitter and Instagram at TheKateWolf. Thank you guys for listening. Bye.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
What the fuck is happening?